I send my prophets forth, the warn of my judgment. I send my apostles and prophets forth, the warn before the doom comes. I warn those now in America, through this handmaiden of mine once again. I gave her a dream. Now, urgent intercessory prayer warriors in the five states mentioned in the dream must be raised up. I told her, at a time she was the most vulnerable, when her ear was open, inclined to hear my words, two words, warn them, warn them when America is the most vulnerable, as a plane was flying low, like in the dream that will be described below. These five states, are most vulnerable. If enough prayer warriors do not raise up and care, an attack will come. I'll not say how. I'll not say when. I warn, through my prophets, how few will listen. The people take the warnings of the government now, since there has been so many, no longer seriously. But Missouri and Arkansas and Texas and California and Nevada, if my people who are called by my name do not humble themselves, fall on their faces, and repent for the sins in this land, these five states will feel the wrath of Almighty God Yahweh's hand. But my children, who are in the ark, the ark is wherever I have put you to stay. As this evil passes by, I tell you this, anoint your houses, anoint your doors, for just as in the days of old, just as when the plagues came, the children of Israel were saved. Those that worship other gods were not. The angel of death passed by and did not touch the child of Israel. But those that worshiped other gods, those that serve no gods, felt the hand of Almighty God Yahweh's wrath. I am allowing this. I let my daughter be the one to warn you. How few will listen. You have been tested. As I repeatedly said, as Elijah of old tested the widow of Zarephath and others, the prophets of Baal will fall. I will send judgment down on those who do not take my warning seriously. Blame not any man, for this will be allowed by the hand of the Creator, of the Savior. For you will not listen to us in any other way. Repent, fall on your knees and pray that judgment does not come down on you this very day for hardening your heart, for deafening your ears, for blinding your eyes, your churches make me vomit. Your worship causes me to deafen my ears. You had better call on me now while I can be found. Away with your hypocrisy. Away with you scribes and Pharisees. You who know the letter of the law, but have no love within. Away from me. I do not call you my children. I call you my enemies. Think not Yeshua would not speak like this. For I call them snakes and vipers. You inject your venomous poison within those who serve me. You try to kill them with the letter of the law. You throw out my grace and mercy. Therefore you shall have none of mine. Title this Elizabeth. Warn them. Those that mock you and say, oh, you've been warning of judgment every day. Warn them, just as in the days of Noah, how few paid attention till the flood came. Just as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. No one paid attention till it was too late. Warn them. America, you think you're flying so high, but you don't understand. For only one purpose have I protected you, America, and that is because of those who call out in my name and pray, spare America. Give America more time. But where is the repentance, America? Where is the covering of your face in shame? For the atrocities still go on. And my son's name is damned. Warn them, my daughter. Do not be surprised how few will listen. Do not be surprised how few will mock. They see the true ministers like yours. Like you and the other ministers. And they see the ministries go in lack. They feed their own faces. They care not of those who are mine. Now the time has come. And hunger shall be in their bellies. So no roof shall be over their heads. Maybe not today, but it will be when they least expect. I will deafen my ears to the cries. Those that my Sabbath days despise. Warn them, my daughter. I have used this ministry to test the mettle of the people. People, you have failed. I cause those who worship me, who serve me faithfully day by day, who pray so much they can't count the hours in the day, to test the mettle of the people. The people have been found wanting. The people have been found compassion without. So warn them, my daughter. They will mock and they will laugh. They'll say what you prophesied has not come to pass yet. They forget. Neither has the prophetic warnings and revelation. Not to the degree that you've seen. When I have mercy, they throw the mercy back in my face. When I have mercy, because the prophets say, please don't do it now. Because when I have mercy, and the people rise up and pray, then my prophets and apostles are branded false. Because I did not loose judgment that day. Warn them, my daughter. Do not be surprised how few will listen. Warn them, my daughter. So the blood will not be on your hands. Tell them the dream below. But they do not understand. For their ears are deaf. Satan fills them with wax. Their eyes are dim. Satan covers their eyes. Their mouth can only speak slander and destruction to those that I deem are mine. But those that are mine are sealed. Those that are mine are protected. But warn them, my daughter, so they will not say, I did not warn them. I did not send an apostle and a prophet to warn them, to repent and pray. Why does America think it's better than any nation on earth? I'll tell you this. Prayer intercessors, those who fervently pray, had better get in touch with you. From these five states, or those who will be raised up from other places around the world. You know your calling. It is for a prayer intercessor. Come forth now. Contact this apostle before it's too late. For America, you are getting ready to celebrate another birthday. And because of my mercy and love, I have showed you compassion, and I now send again an apostle to warn them. Pray once again, my judgment on America will be delayed. Solo